From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo welcomes delegates of IMF. Governor of Bank Indonesia Peri Warjio affirms central banks face complex challenges globally. I'm Luka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo received the International Monetary Fund IMF delegation at the Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java on Sunday. The delegates in attendance were IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva, IMF Asia and Pacific Department Director Krishna Srinivasan, and IMF Senior Representative for Indonesia James Walsh. As broadcast on the Presidential Secretariat YouTube channel on Sunday, after accompanying President Joko Widodo, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto said that during the meeting, President Joko Widodo conveyed a number of things to the IMF regarding the economic situation in Indonesia. The President also explained that Indonesia's economy is relatively good, where inflation is around 4.2% and growth is 5.01%.
Ekonomi Indonesia relatif sedang baik, dan di mana inflasi sekitar 4.2%.
Indonesia's economy is relatively good. Inflation is around 4.2% with the growth rate just 5.01%. Indonesia sees that the domestic situation is relatively good. Some countries are entering a recession, but Indonesia can see that the recession potential compared to other countries is relatively very small, which is around 3%. Of course, Indonesia hopes that the IMF can continue to support the leadership of the Indonesian presidency in the G20 later, and Indonesia also hopes that the narratives from the IMF will remain positive for the Indonesian economy. On the same occasion, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani said that the IMF assessed that the Indonesian economy is in good condition from several aspects, such as economic performance, growth, and balance of payment.
MD Kristalina tadi menyampaikan Indonesia dalam situasi yang sangat baik dari sisi
IMF Managing Director Kristalina earlier said that Indonesia is in a very good condition in terms of economic performance, growth, and the balance of payment because there was a trade surplus for 26 consecutive months. In terms of inflation, it is relatively much lower, below 5%, only 4.2 compared to other countries, which are already very high. The most important thing is the synchronization and cooperation of fiscal monetary policy from Bank Indonesia, and the Ministry of Finance is able to keep working in harmony because this will help maintain the momentum of Indonesia's economic recovery. In addition, Minister Sri Mulyani also remarked that during the meeting, the IMF Managing Director Kristalina also expressed her appreciation to the Indonesian government for handling the COVID-19 pandemic. The minister hopes that Indonesia's improving condition will be maintained because Indonesia will later host the G20 summit in November. Governor of Bank Indonesia Peri Warjio has affirmed that all central banks in the world are now facing very complex challenges, owing to the impacts of war, global disruption chain, and global financial turmoil. This was stated by Governor Perry while speaking at the 2022 G20 Gala Seminar in Nusa Dua Bali on Sunday. He also pointed out that the world is facing rising inflation currently, but if the increase in inflation comes from the supply side, several countries, including a number of developing countries, also experience a domestic demand increase. Hence, the problem must be considered carefully and whether it is necessary to solve all the problems with an increase in the benchmark interest rate or it is also necessary to respond to the supply issues. The finance minister has decided to scrap levies on the exports of crude palm oil CPO and its derivative until August 31, 2022. The decision was laid down in the finance minister's regulation number 15/2022. The regulation reduces the export levies to 0% for all products related to CPO or palm oil. The finance ministry will also introduce progressive rates after August 31st. By taking the step, the government will receive funding through the Indonesian Oil Palm Plantation Fund Management Agency, BPDPKS, to carry out the program of stabilizing the prices of biodiesel and cooking oil. Let's move on to the international news. The European Union will discuss tightening sanctions against Russia on Monday as Kyiv accused Moscow of launching fresh strikes on multiple residential areas in eastern and southern Ukraine. The fresh strikes came after Moscow announced that it would step up its military operation, and Kyiv accused Russia of installing missile launchers at Europe's largest nuclear plant. A gunman killed three people when he opened fire in the food court of the shopping mall outside Indianapolis on Sunday. Before a bystander fatally shot the assailant, Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen said. Two other people were injured in the incident, which took place in the early evening at Greenwood Park Mall, the Indianapolis Star reported. Firefighters battled to contain wildfires sweeping across southwest Europe on Sunday, as a heat wave showed no signs of abating, with Britain poised to set new temperature records this coming week. Blazes raging in France, Greece, Portugal, and Spain have destroyed thousands of hectares of land, forces thousands of residents and holidaymakers to flee, and killed several emergency personnel since last week. Shanghai will require residents across 9 of the city's districts and some smaller areas to undergo testing for COVID-19 from July 19 to July 21st in an effort to stem any community spread of the virus, the city government said on Monday. Residents of the district, which include Shuhui, Jing'an, and Huangpu, will be required to take 2 COVID-19 tests over the 3 days period. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on Indonesian Consulate General in Osaka promotes domestic products through Indonesia Bazaar.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesian Consulate General in Osaka promotes domestic products through Indonesia Bazaar. The Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia in Osaka, Japan, promotes various domestically made products by holding the Indonesia Bazaar from June 30 until July 24, 2022. The exhibition, which is held for the first time in Osaka, targets Japanese citizens aged 20 until 65 years so that the product displayed have been selected to attract potential buyers. Consul for Economics of the Indonesian Consulate General in Osaka, Dodi Sembodo, when contacted in Tokyo on Saturday, explained that the curation process involved the organizer and the building where the exhibition is held, namely Lord Umeda. A total of 24 Indonesian companies participate in the Indonesia Bazaar. The product on display include handicrafts such as rattan bags, painted pouch, batik shirts, accessories, scarf, hat, and many others. In addition, food and beverage products are also displayed, such as typical Indonesian spices, instant noodles, tempeh, and chips. The exhibitors come from Jakarta, West Java, Yogyakarta, Central Java, Kalimantan to West Nusa Tenggara. The Indonesia Bazaar is held in collaboration with the Indonesian Consulate General in Osaka with the Indonesia Trade Promotion Center in Osaka and Bank Indonesia Tokyo. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Now that was the news. I'm Nico Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
We begin today in history with the event on July 18, 1974, when Public Company of National Housing Development was established. The Public Company of National Housing Development in Indonesia's state-owned enterprise, which operates in housing and settlement. The company was established as the government solution in providing decent housing for middle and lower society. Through the Big Skull Development concept, the company succeeded in giving significant contributions in constructing residential areas and new cities scattered throughout Indonesia. We move to the event in 1976 when Nadia Comaneci obtained perfect record of 10 in the Olympiad in Montreal, Canada. Romanian young gymnast Nadia Comaneci, 14 years old, was the first female athlete for gymnastic branch who obtained perfect records 10 in history of the implementation of gymnastic branch in Montreal Olympiad 1976. This was obtained when she won 3 gold medals in the prestigious event in Montreal Olympiad 1976. The excitement occurred in the arena of gymnastics because the numeric board was not designed to display a perfect record number of 10, the signpost can only contain a value of 9.90. We end today in history with the event about Nelson Mandela International Day. July 18 is the birthday of former president of South Africa, Nelson Mandela. In commemorating his birthday, the United Nations declared that July 18 is Nelson Mandela International Day. This was an appreciation for Mandela in 2009. The decision was the first time for the UN in giving respect to someone. To commemorate the day, people throughout the world are hoped to do social work in the environment. That was Today in History.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Tanpa dirimu ku takkan di sini menghidupkan rasa yang mati. Kau terus ku coba, karena dirimu pasti bisa untuk lewati dan kita melangkah. Sama lalui semua rintangan dunia, rasa takut segan menghampiri kita. Kita, no, jangan.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan told Indonesian Ambassador to Kuwait Lena Mariana Mukti at the Ministry of Trade office in Jakarta on Friday that increasing Indonesian export to Kuwait could be carried out through the United Arab Emirates. This can be done by utilizing the Indonesia-United Arab Emirates Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement signed by Minister Zulkifli Hasan and the United Arab Emirates Minister of Economy Abdullah bin Tok Al-Marik in Abu Dhabi on July 1, 2022. Minister Zulkifli Hasan emphasized that the agreement is strategic for Indonesia because the United Arab Emirates is a hub to enter the Middle East region, especially countries in Africa. Like Kuwait and other Gulf countries that are members of the Gulf Cooperation Council and are potential export markets for Indonesia, he added that the Indonesia-United Arab Emirates Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement is one of the priorities of the Ministries of Trade, and because it has a large enough effect on Indonesian small and medium-sized enterprises, it is hoped that they will take advantage of the opportunity to eliminate import duty rates to intensify exports of superior products to these markets. Meanwhile, Ambassador Lena Mariana Mukti said that Kuwait is one of the countries with very high import activities in the region. This is an opportunity for Indonesia's superior products to expand the market in Kuwait. From January to May 2022, the total trade between Indonesia and Kuwait was recorded at $4,136.3 million. Meanwhile, in 2021, it was $395.4 million. Export of Indonesian non-oil and gas products to Kuwait include vehicle, spare parts, wood boards, pulpwood, coating, fishery products, and paper. Meanwhile, Indonesia's imports from Kuwait include ethylene polymer, glass fiber sulfur, sodium hydroxide, and rubber inner tubes. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Rasakan getaran yang kerap goyahkan rasa serasa ada sentuhan baru sinari hari-hariku pertama diriku pun tergoda hilangnya matamu runtuhkan angkunya dinding hati goyahkan batas sepiku. Oh,
Editor World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello VOI listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today we take you to Tumbak Village in Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa Regency, North Sulawesi. To reach Tumbak Village from Manado City, it takes about 3 hours to travel. Tumbak itself is an acronym for Tumbuhan Bakau, or in English means mangrove plant, which covers an area of 1 hectare and dominates most of the Tumbak Village area. From this village, you can continue the journey to Tumbak Island by boat. Boat rental service is often found at the Tumbak Village Pier. This traditional village, most of the people work as fishermen and open boat rental services. The location of Tumbak Island is not too far from the pier. You can only need about 10 minutes by using a fishing motorboat to arrive at Tumbak Island. Listener, Tumbak Island is uninhabited. Although small in size, Tumbak Island offers a variety of marine tourism activities because of its natural beauty that is still very natural. And rich with many snorkeling spots, Tumbak Island is one of the islands in Indonesia that offers a complete marine tourism package. In addition to snorkeling, on Tumbak Island, visitors can also fish and dive. In addition, Tumbak Island also has hills and savanna that have not been touched by humans. Tumbak Island is a suitable area for those who crave a quiet place in the middle of the island. If you want to explore the beauty of Tumbak Island, you must prepare for at least 2 days. In addition to the underwater beauty that offers views of various types of fish, your eyes will also be spoiled with beautiful and colorful coral expanses. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
The next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is about how are you? So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Bagaimana Kabar Anda? Bagaimana Kabar Anda? Which means, how are you? This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Datil, a tourist guide. Datil starts the conversation by asking how Dev is doing. Let's listen to the conversation.
Selamat pagi, bagaimana kabar Anda?
Selamat pagi, kabar saya baik. Bagaimana dengan Anda?
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Bagaimana? Bagaimana? Which means how. Bagaimana kabar Anda? Bagaimana kabar Anda? Which means how are you? In the conversation, you hear the question, Bagaimana kabar Anda? Bagaimana kabar Anda? Which means, how are you? Datil asked the question to ask how Dev is doing to start the conversation. To ask how someone is doing, the question, bagaimana kabar, which means, how are, is followed by salutation. For example, anda, anda, which means, you, in the formal context. Besides using the expression bagaimana kabar Anda, which means how are you, you can also use the question apa kabar, apa kabar. Asking how someone is doing is the way to start a conversation, which is usually done by Indonesians. Besides the expression bagaimana kabar and apa kabar, another expression that is usually used to ask how someone is doing is sehat,
sehat, which means are you feeling well, using question intonation. The expression sehat, sehat, which means are you feeling well, is an alternative to ask someone's health. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Selamat pagi, bagaimana kabar Anda?
Selamat pagi, kabar saya baik. Bagaimana dengan Anda?
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kamu katakan semuanya, kepada semua pihak.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Jauh Sudah by Dian Mendres. Love is timeless, even though it has become a memory, that is the feeling of love. The lyrics of the keroncong song Jauh Sudah tell about a long story, a love that is broken by hope. Unforgettable feelings of love when they are together. Could they get back together? In the fourth verse, it is said there is still hope even though they don't know for sure when the sincere love will go back together. They just pray, asking God Almighty to unite their love. Well, listener, here is Dian Mendres with the keroncong song entitled Jauh Sudah. Enjoy!
Mungkin kakek From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tolong diriku, aku tersiksa.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vionews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vionews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Ardela. See you on the next English program.